Yee.
Hey, I'm on the radio. Please tell me I'm on the radio. Cause all I ever want to do is be on the radio. Nah, man. Hey, shout out to my boy The Rogue. C. Griggs. It's what it is. It's the deal going down.
What's the deal going down? This your boy C. Griggs The Rogue, and welcome to another episode of The Rogue Radio.
Achoo!
Man, we both beats on the check.
Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. I'ma chill at the crib cause I'm safe here. I ain't even about to drink me a Corona beer. I'm about to stay at the crib for about a year. And I ain't coming back out until this shit clear. I done bought me a mask and a lot of gloves. And I still feel like that is not enough. I ain't shaking no hands, I don't wanna hug. Make sure you wash your hands with a lot of love. So if you got that CV, they gon' find you. If you coughing, I ain't trying to be around you. I ain't even trying to stand beside or behind you. I'ma try to help them motherfuckers find you. I ain't even about to hop on no plane. I ain't even about to stand in the rain. I ain't getting on no train. I ain't even about to drive in my lane. I'm about to stay in the house and play the game. Bitch, move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
I'm about to get on some real petty shit, eh? You hear me, man? Anybody that coughs by me, sneezes my way, or even looks like they drink Coronas, is fucking dead, B. You hear me, eh? They fucking dead.
All right, man. So before I get into this motherfucking, turn this into a goddamn mixtape or some shit, I'm gonna go ahead and start this motherfucking show. What's the deal going down? It's your boy C. Griggs The Rogue, and welcome to a special report of The Rogue Radio. We are not officially back yet. That will not happen until nigga birthday, which I hope I make it to, because the way it's sounding out here, it's like martial law finna get us, nigga. Armageddon finna get us. I don't know whether I'm supposed to be getting ready for the rapture, the motherfucking revolution, or the apocalypse. One of these motherfuckers, according to y'all, is about to happen. So I don't know what the fuck to do, but I know one thing. Where I'm at right now, I'm good. I'm right here, somewhere in the medical. I ain't gonna give y'all my exact location just in case one of y'all motherfuckers is out there. You know what I'm saying? And y'all with the resistance, I ain't trying to get my position away, but I'm somewhere in this medical center and I'm barricaded in pretty goddamn well, and I got a lot of resources over here, so I'll be good. All right, man. All right, so man, it's been a long time, man. I shouldn't have left you without a dope podcast to step two, nigga. So here's what we're doing, man. Apparently the world is going to shit because we got this coronavirus going on around here, and it's got people scared. Rightfully so, man. I mean, I get it, you know. I don't think that we've seen anything the likes of this in my generation. A pandemic that is so widespread and so fast acting that we didn't pretty much damn, we were damn near shutting the world down, which I ain't never heard no shit like this happen, man, before. So some of y'all, you know, are fucking losing your damn minds, and some of y'all are holding your composure. A lot of y'all motherfuckers is hoarding up some shit, driving the price of sanitizer through the goddamn roof. We ain't got no toilet paper no goddamn well. Shit, can't find motherfucking food. God, man, you would swear that this was the end of the world or The Walking Dead or something. A combination of the three. So, man, but I'm here to let you guys know that whatever it is, whatever it's going to be, you're going to be in it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way you're going to avoid it, because ain't no planes, ain't no spaceships headed out to Mars or anything. You can't get away from it. So might as well just go ahead and ride the shit out with your boy, and We'll figure this shit out on the other side, man. I believe that everything's going to be okay. I think there's a lot of fear-mongering going on, and that's, you know, that's causing a lot of people to act irrationally. And, you know, that's kind of to be expected, man. But, man, so, man, over the past couple of weeks, this coronavirus has really, really, really fucking amped up a lot of things, man, and shut down a lot of things as well. Namely, one of the things that I never thought that would ever happen, I'm just gonna start off with something personal for me. I work in the food and beverage industry and the service industry in Houston, Texas. And the motherfuckers in the food and service industry, man, we have been bred or cultivated to survive damn near anything. I put out a little meme a couple of weeks ago saying that, hell, if you'd have touched a bar mat before in your life, you're immune to the coronavirus. Wrong. It's such a thing right about now that they've shut down pretty much restaurants and bars all over. There's some that have been probably operating outside of the constraints of what's been asked for us to do, and that's well within your rights. Some people have decided to comply or make some kind of a modification to how they do things. The restaurant that I was formerly employed at before the coronavirus took us out, Ritual over there in the Heights, shout out to those at the Ritual and the Ready Room, and the Delicious Concepts. They've augmented some of their things and they're able to keep running. But what they weren't able to do is keep us bartenders and servers on. And we're now all out of jobs and we're sitting up here looking at each other stupid than a motherfucker right about now. Wondering what the hell we gonna do. So if you didn't think shit was real, shit is motherfucking real, folks. And it's affecting everybody on every goddamn level. Whether you're rich, poor, black, white, orange, blue, polka dot or stripe. Whether you're Buddhist, motherfucking Hindu, hedonist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Kojic, I don't give a damn what you is. You are affected by this shit right now if you are on what is called God's green earth. And it's hurting. It really is. We don't know what the end is going to be. We don't know who to believe because shit's changing every goddamn week. Shit, it's changing by the hour. To be honest with you, as I was getting ready to press record on this damn podcast, that's probably why this podcast is about a week and a half late, is because I can't get no damn good information to put out to you guys. As soon as I get ready to press record, the motherfucker, my phone goes bing, and some information done changed. At first, we were supposed to be getting this damn stimulus package that was supposed to be coming out, but they done shot that bitch back and said, hell no, we not giving y'all motherfucker shit. Apparently, that's because of the fact that the Democrats decided to block that motherfucker, saying that there was a whole bunch of things going on that was going to be some more corporate bailouts and things of that nature, and people are upset about that. But look, let me tell y'all something. As long as we live in this capitalist society, they gonna have fucking corporate bailouts. Corporations are an entity just like us. They treat these corporations like they're people, like they're living, breathing things. And so, regardless of how mad you get at the system that we're in, it is the system that we're in. I'm not gonna say that it's fair. I'm not saying it's not fair, but I'm telling you that that's what it is and that's what it's gonna be. So we're gonna have to find some type of impasse and get some type of stimulus going. Because niggas like me is hurting right now. I'm down to my last 27 goddamn dollars. And I'm holding on to that shit like nigga is. I don't even have a word for it. Let's just put it like that. But we gonna make it, in the words of motherfucking Jadakiss, man. Hope everybody's doing okay. I want to give take this time out and give a shout out to all my folks out there, man, that's going through some things and shit like that. And hopefully that y'all just band together and say that, man, we're going to do the right thing for once in our lives, y'all, and look out for each other instead of trying to fuck over each other. This is a time where we can actually, you know, put differences aside and band together as the human race. No more apparent than that than some things that I saw over the past week or so, man. I mean, as y'all know, the whole country of Italy is locked down, and that motherfucker, I mean, they coronavirus wiping that whole damn country out. Poof, 500 dead. Poof, 400 dead. Poof. Like, unless it was a war, I have not seen this kind of widespread death. I don't even know if they got enough graves for these motherfuckers right about now. But hey, we're gonna figure it out some way. But Spain is now on lockdown as well. And I saw this one video. It was like in some kind of city, town, village, I don't know, shit, in Spain, where they were playing some, one guy was sitting out on his patio and he was playing on his synthesizer, and the other guy was out there on his saxophone, and they're just playing music, and they're just, you know, they're fellowshipping, they're communing, you know, and they found a way amidst this social distancing to be able to commune, because that's what we do, you know. We are social, we're social creatures by nature, man. Is that that's what we're meant to do. That's how we made it to the top of the food chain, is by banding together and figuring some things out that other species weren't able to, you know. And I thought that was a very beautiful sight for us to see, you know, in the midst of all this dark shit that was going on, to see that they found a way to be able to find some shred or some ray of happiness and sunshine. And yeah, I lost my damn track on that one. We were able to find some type of ray of sunshine amongst all this that is going on. This ain't gonna be a long podcast, man, but I just did want to touch bases with everybody and let everybody know that Sea Griggs the Rogue is okay. The Rogue Radio is still alive and well, and we still gonna keep pushing until the clock till the clock strikes 12. Man, look, I don't know. I ain't got no answers for y'all. That's not what I'm here to do. Only thing I'm here to do is provide some source of moderate level of entertainment and some level of info. I'm not an expert in none of this. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I like medicine because, you know, it's necessary to keep a nigga alive. I like science because, you know, I have to take it a lot in school. But nah, man, that if you're coming here for expert advice, then you came to the wrong damn place. But if you are looking for some sort of reprieve and maybe some comedic relief, then I'm your man, you know? But hey, we gonna make it or we gonna die, one of the two, man. I mean, shit, well, we all gotta die someday, right? But hopefully this won't be the time that this motherfucker, the clock strikes 12 for everybody. Man, so. Let's think back to when this thing first popped off. The thing first popped off around about December or something like that, when I first heard about some coronavirus and some shit like that, and we all thought it was a joke. But as the new year came around, the thing, it just wouldn't go away, and it became what it is now, and it is a worldwide scare, not a nationwide scare, not a fucking a continental scare. This is something that is affecting everybody, and we've got things now that have permeated into pop culture that were never there, like social distancing. We used to have things called social gatherings and stuff like that. Now, in the past month or so, we have, I think it's lexicon is the word that I'm looking for. Now, my roommate, fucking Florence, says that lexicon is not the proper word that I'm looking for. Maybe I should probably look that motherfucker up and see if I'm using it right. But we have now injected this new thing called social distancing into our vocabulary, where it's basically to describe what the hell we're going through. We all semi-quarantined or on semi-lockdown or whatever the hell you want to call it. And it's not martial law, you know, but they are moving some National Guard protections into place just in case, to keep people from looting and rioting and things like that. I mean, because motherfuckers already made a run on guns and food and toilet paper. Though, let's not forget that, the important stuff. Even though that this coronavirus doesn't have anything to do with like diarrhea, dysentery, or I don't know. It ain't got nothing to do with it. It was coming out your ass. I know that much. But yeah, this social distancing has put us all inside our houses a lot more than some of us like to. I tell people I'm a bit of a practiced extrovert. So being inside the house is really not too bad for me. Growing up, I was more of an introvert, and as I got into the food and beverage industry, I had to learn how to come out of my shell, and found out that I was pretty decent at that. So, while I'm not fucked up about not being able to go to a bar or something like that, I just don't like being restricted. That's my thing. I don't like restrictions. I don't like following. I want to do my own thing and go about and live my life the way I want to live it. So the sooner we can get this shit over and done with, the sooner we can go back to living our normal lives, the better I'll feel about it. But in the midst of all that, this social distancing, one thing that has risen is people are getting a lot more creative in the way of, you know, content creators across all boards. I've seen some people do some things where I hadn't seen them do before, like people like DJ D Nice, Kid Capri, a lot of our fucking superstar DJs. They're taking to IG TV and going live, and they're doing sets, which I thought was dope as fuck, you know, just to keep your spirits up. Shout out to my boy Troy Barnett. And Fat Bars, man, he just posted, you know, some content where he was recording in his studio. I can't remember the name of the song. It's a old gospel tune that I used to love growing up. But he was out there, you know, putting his thing out there. And basically everybody is finding ways to be able to cope with what's going on. And I think that's best for everybody right now. It's to just try and find some type of, you know, positive outlook on this shit, so you don't end up going crazy and banging your head up against the wall or doing something worse than that. Now, on the flip side of that, well, not even on the flip side, but going along with that, you know what else has been on the rise? Porn, surprisingly. And I knew this was gonna happen. I mean, you're trapped in the house, and if you're single and can't get to your peoples to go get your rocks off, you got to get them off some way. So Pornhub has been silly as fuck, man. Shout out to Pornhub. Them motherfuckers out there, they are hilarious, man. They have been having a shit ton of fun with everything. The content creators out there in Pornhub have been posting coronavirus porn videos. Yes, it's a thing now. You can go out there and you can look at that shit. They are coming up with some hellified content. Even Pornhub has changed their logo on their homepage to say Stay Home Hub. They're offering like free premium this week for social distancing and shit like that. And hey, if you're brave enough, maybe now's the time to fucking strike it out and you know, become a porn model. Some people are doing it. Why not you? You can always give it a shot. Porn is content too, so if you're creative in that manner, get your create on. Oh man, all right, man, look, I don't know. I ain't got very much to say. I ain't got very much to go with. I don't have a whole lot of notes. I didn't do very much research into this thing. So I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up pretty quickly here and just say that hopefully they will go back in to the Senate and put this damn stimulus thing back to another vote and try and see what we can do as far as getting us some type of relief in a way of economic, you know, relief. Cause I know I need it. I know a bunch of people that I know need it. Hell, fucking Boeing needs it. Like the airlines need it. The world needs motherfucking stimulus right about now, because we all gonna die. Shit. Nah, hopefully not. But everybody, look, It's your boy C. Griggs, man. And the only thing I'm going to tell you is keep your head up. Keep pushing. Stay positive. Wash your motherfucking hands. Wash your ass. And stay your ass 6 feet away from me, man, because if you come at me coughing, I promise you I'm going to knock you the fuck out. All right. Well, now, look, all right. Maybe not, but do what you got to do. And y'all stay safe out there. As always, man, I'm going to close this thing out with what I always say, man. Be smart. Be vigilant. Be the resistance. Be someone. I'm going to be out. COVID-free is the way to be. Oh, shit. Before I go, man, I forgot, man. I want to send a very, very special shout out to my longtime friend Legs for coming through. And some other things, some other projects that I'm working on. I'm working on the back channel. It's probably be the last time you hear me mention this back channel, because it's going to be something that, you know, it's not going to be for everybody. So, but thank you, Legs, for coming through. And she brought through some nice tasty little treats for a nigga, and some drinks and stuff like that. But she brought some treats from Heavy Eddie. Shout out to Heavy Eddie, man, and they tasty medically infused treats, man. You can find them on IG, heavy.eddie, heavy.eddie on Instagram. Shout out to them motherfuckers, man. Goddamn phone, look, man, let me finish my damn podcast, man, before you go to going off, please. But yeah, shout out to Heavy Eddie and their infused treats, man. And I appreciate them for being able to shoot some of them things over there, man. The motherfuckers was good as fuck, but apparently they can infuse anything. So you need to holler at them, because they got what you need. So that's going to be it for the show today, folks, man. I'll see y'all next time. Jazz looking like she want to go outside, so we're going to go out there and we're going to soak up some of the social distancing. I'm out.
Guess what, bitch? Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Shit is real! Shit is getting real! Shit is real! Coronavirus! Shit is real! Shit is getting real!
Hold up.